Welcome to STEM Spots, a weekly science review produced in cooperation with the Missouri State University Department of Physics, Astronomy, and Materials Science.
Hi, this is Dave Cornelison, and once again, you are listening to STEM Spots. With me in the studio is Dr. Karana Burke, who is a lecturer in the Department of Mathematics at the University of California, Davis. Thanks for stopping by, Karana.
Thank you for having me.
So we're going to talk about something a little bit different, and I'm going to give a lead-in about women in science. Of course, people know that women at the university in the United States right now make up about 57% of the undergraduates in toto. And yet, in certain fields, especially engineering, computer science, physics, those numbers are much lower than that, something around 25 to 30%, conceivably, at the PhD level, certainly much less. So I want to get some insight from that, seeing as how you went through a physics program and have some knowledge of that firsthand. So can you talk a little bit about your own story in that context of women in science?
Yeah, it's a really tough one because so I started knowing that I really liked math and physics. And one of the first physics classes I took, I was lucky enough to take it with Professor Mark Strobing, who upon seeing me in his class gave me a flyer to the meeting for women in physics. And that struck me as really nice from his perspective that he cared about one of the three women that were in class to introduce me to the organization that could help me stay in physics. But then on the other hand, I also had some bad experiences where some of the, I'm not going to name names here, were told me that math and physics double major was too hard for a girl. Luckily, I had enough of the faculty where I was undergrad at Berkeley that believed in me and that I went to them for the advice how to further my interest in science and not to drop out of math and physics. And then later on, I was also lucky with my PhD advisor and my postdoc advisor, and also many other people in the field who were always my allies, even though there were men who were pushing me forward, who were doing wonderful things for me. I really want to especially talk about Professor John DeLoss from William & Mary, who I was never really seriously connected to, but who has sent me many wonderful emails over the years encouraging me to stay in the field and not to drop out.
So let's talk a little bit about the problems and barriers that you have seen. A lot of people think that the barriers are at the university level. I'm sure that there are barriers earlier than that. Talk about what you've seen as far as barriers for women.
So I have seen it on many different levels. I have seen it in a class where women are paired up with guys in their lab groups or something, and the guys overpower women in the lab, and the teaching assistants are not trained how to work with the group dynamics of that sort and encourage the women to actually contribute in those laboratory sessions. I have seen it, as I said, in my own experience where professors don't believe that women are smart enough for certain classes, but at the same time, I have seen it many times when there have just been various uncomfortable interactions in the departments where a woman just feels that she is not supported, not necessarily as a scientist, but also just a lot of misogyny and various very uncomfortable instances that happened.
Okay, fair enough. Now, the problem seems to be somewhat static. We've been throwing a lot of things at the wall as a department head for many years. We've done a lot of different kinds of things that we've tried to do to help, especially at outreach at the high school level. Do you have any ideas about things that might be able to help that you can see that could sort of increase the number of women and the ease in which they'll go into something like physics?
So from my own personal perspective, the things that really helped were people who believed in me and reached out. So I would suggest that what would help a lot is it means a lot to a woman when somebody who is established just randomly sends them an email, "What I saw what you did and it looked wonderful, just keep going." And I have a lot of those emails that I, you know, when I'm feeling down on myself, that I actually go and read those emails over and over again. So that's one thing, and encouragement helps a lot. Another thing that helps a lot is opening communications between the students and the faculty, because a lot of the times now that I'm a lecturer, we don't necessarily see all the bad things that the student, our students are experiencing, but letting the students know who are the allies in the department that I can freely go and talk to express their frustrations or talk about the bad things that I have experienced immediately, I think would go a long way.
And so how about things before the college level? Have you been involved? Do you think outreach can help? Do you think that high schools need to have more active programs?
I think a lot of the times, a lot of the high schools don't even have physics programs. And a lot of the times those physics programs are not taught by the people who have degrees in physics. So it's really unfortunate for women that they don't really have people to talk to. And then at the same time, they don't really know what physics is, so they can't fall in love with it.
Yeah, and that's what people need to do, is to fall in love with the field. There's absolutely no doubt about that. Karana, thanks so much for stopping by.
Thank you for having me.
And once again, this is Dave Cornelison signing off.
STEM Spots is available online at ksmu.org.